streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio and noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is a Monday, a lively Monday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. You have lots of choices out there. 1 hour from now, as is customary on Monday, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong. Plenty of both as we get set for the Denver Nuggets to wrap up the season. They are bigger, longer, better, and equally smartly coached. J-Mac, we both kind of felt this was going to happen. It's been a little quicker and more dominating, perhaps. Jimmy Buckets has disappeared a little bit.
Stop it. Don't go after Jimmy Butler. He can't carry the entire team against the best team in the NBA. But I'm looking forward to you banging on the other New York football team. Very excited for that.
Let's start with this. So 16 teams made the playoffs. One, the Denver Nuggets, have mowed through everybody. The other 15 lost or have struggled. Denver hasn't. Swept the Lakers, rolled through the Suns, humiliated Minnesota, and are hammering Miami. They are the best team. One team of 16 has rolled through it, from IQ to coaching to versatility to length to scoring to rebound. They're just the best team. Shooting, selflessness. It doesn't matter. They're special. Basketball, though, is a very hard game to officiate. It's a series of pass interference calls for 2.5 hours. Big bodies moving quickly, trying to initiate contact. Flopping thrown in to add a degree of difficulty. You could call a foul on every play. That's why the NBA, more than any other sport, it's hard to officiate. You always hear that, the league is rigged. The league is rigged. So I went back 50 years to 1963. I think I had to go to 66 with the NFL. How many champions have there been in every sport? And you know what you find? It's all about the same. College football and college basketball, college sports built for dynasties, both have 24. Isn't that something in 50 years? Baseball, 23. Hockey, 20. NFL, 20. And the NBA, Denver would be the 18th. The only reason the NBA is just slightly lower is because I started in 1963, and that was in the middle of the longest-running dynasty in the history of American professional sports, the Boston Celtics. If I had started earlier, a few years, they'd be at 22, 23 like everybody else. A lot of those teams have now disappeared in the NBA. The reality is the best team wins in every sport. every sport also between the Yankees or the Lakers or Alabama football or Duke or Carolina basketball, every sport also has one or two franchises or teams that have more championships based on a legendary coach or some geographical advantage or financial edge or marketing edge. Los Angeles, for instance, in the NBA with the Lakers, it's a winter league. They play in Los Angeles, nice weather, entertainment capital for a league that's star-driven. You get it. But don't kid yourself on Denver. They're just fantastic. Guys like Aaron Gordon are averaging 17.5 points, and he's a defensive stopper. He's got an Andrew Wiggins Warriors feel. We'll get into that later. Their top five players are all in their prime. Very scary for the rest of basketball. They're going nowhere. Nothing is rigged. Hate to break it to you. If it was, the Celtics would make it, and so would the Lakers. Denver has rolled. The only team they have rolled through the NBA playoffs, and they're mowing over Miami. And they also have an element of maturity and coaching in Michael Malone, who said his only fear tonight is apathy.
My biggest concern going into any closeout game is human nature and fighting against that. You know, you're up 3-1, and, you know, most teams, when you're up 3-1, they come up for air, they relax. And they just kind of take it for granted that, oh, we're going to win this. Our approach has to be that we're down 3-1. You know, they're desperate. We have to be more desperate. They're hungry. We have to be hungrier.
That's what great teams worry about, overconfidence. Miami's not worried about that. They're getting squished. That's what the Shaq and Kobe, Phil Jackson Lakers worried about, overconfidence, being dialed in tonight. Denver is significantly better this year than the regular rest of the NBA. They were a number one seed. They were so locked in and so much better, they basically took the last 2 weeks of the regular season off. Jokic missed 5 of the last 7 games. They just sat him. Otherwise, they'd probably have the first or second best record in the NBA. Make no mistake, the better team's the Denver Nuggets. So Saquon Barkley is not the best running back in the NFL, but he may be the most valuable because the owner of the New York Giants forced his GM and his head coach to saddle up to Daniel Jones at a financial number, $40 million a year, I could argue is almost double his value. They negotiated against themselves. Nobody else would have signed Daniel Jones to anything resembling that contract. So Saquon Barkley's not the best back. But what is Daniel Jones without him? With him, he's mediocre and overpaid. So let's look at Saquon Barkley's career. He's the number two pick, comes into the NFL, and has his best year. 2,000 yards, led the NFL, he was fantastic. Year two, he was very good, but he missed some games. Year three, he's injured, barely played. Year four, he came back too early, missed more games, below average season. Last year, year five, arguably a second best year, very strong. 1,600 yards, 10 TDs. So the Giants rightly and predictably franchise tagged him. That's what any good GM would do. He's had one amazing year, two very strong years, an injured year, a meh year when he came back too soon, and he's missed 21 starts. That's a lot. That's a lot. 21 starts. He's missed those due to injury. May have missed another one just to sit out a game. He should be franchise tagged. That's why everybody collectively bargained for it. But the franchise tag would pay him a number, $10 million a year, that would indicate he's the seventh best running back in the NFL. I think he's closer to 4 or 5, but it's close. The Giants' issue, though, and this happens throughout the league, and fans, I don't think, recognize it. Owners, Cleveland has one, Dallas has one, the Giants apparently have one, though I never thought the Mara family were really in that class. They want to see Daniel Jones work. They see some Eli Manning, Southern kid, kind of looks similar, same size, more athletic than Eli, maybe not the arm of Eli, but they don't want chaos anymore. It's a very blue blood franchise. They don't like chaos. Let the Jets have chaos. The Lions have chaos. Washington have chaos. Raiders have chaos. Giants don't like it. They want their quarterback. And so they negotiated against themselves. And that's always bad in any business, negotiating against yourself, and they massively overpaid for him. And now it makes Saquon Barkley, a very, very good back, the back with the most leverage in the entire NFL. Because the offensive line is average to below average. The receiving core is a nothing burger. So there you are. I like Saquon. I think he's really good. I'd love to have him on my team, but I would have franchise tagged him. Every GM would have franchise tagged him. But they should have franchise tagged Daniel Jones. Instead, they're trapped. Here's Saquon Barkley talking about, he's not going to camp, talking about his current situation.
That's misleading for sure. I think I've came out and said that I want to be a Giant for life. I came out and said that I'm not trying to reset the running back market. So, you know, for those reports to come out and try to make me look like I'm greedy or whatever, that's not even close to being the truth. This is where I want to be. And at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, something that respectable. It's all about respect. And that's really what it is.
He's been paid fairly. He was a number two pick. He's had a great year, two strong ones, a meh, and an injured year. He should be franchise tagged. But when the owners swoop in, and they know business, and they know wealth, they're billionaires, but they don't know football, you get trapped. Where you don't want to be in the NFL is trapped. You don't have to be great at something. The Houston Texans, they went and got a quarterback. Carolina went and got a quarterback. They're not trapped. They're actually in better quarterback spots. They can move off of C.J. Stroud. They can move off of Bryce Young after a year or two. They're not paying him anything. But by paying Daniel Jones what they did, and I don't deeply believe the GM would have, this is where you are. Like Saquon, but any reasonable GM would have franchise tagged him. A long-term contract with a player with an injury history at a position with an injury issue is not a good place to be. J-Mac, we're talking about the Jets today in the first hour. Very good news for the Jets. Not so good for the Giants.
Listen, we have been agreeing a lot lately on this show, but I couldn't agree with you more on the Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones disaster for the New York Giants. This Daniel Jones thing, you just have to wonder how far the ramifications will be. Coach, offensive coordinator, rest of the team. Like, it does not look good right now for the Giants. But Saquon acquitted himself very well in that interview.
Yeah.
I watched all the clips. And
yeah. You know, he
said a lot of the right things.
Very few running backs have leverage. Saquon's not just negotiating for himself, but for other running backs right now in the league. Because that's a position you have very little leverage.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is great to have you back in on a Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. You watched the Canadian Open? Canadian won the Canadian Open. I watched the last hour of it. Very exciting. Jim Nantz was very excited. A lot of stuff this weekend. Watched some Yankees Red Sox yesterday. A lot of documentaries.
The Canadian Open sounds riveting. How was it?
The crowd was nuts.
Wow. What you sport know, is that, by the way? Tennis?
It's golf.
Oh, golf. Okay. No, I knew that. I was joking.
No, it was a nice weekend. There were a lot of nice stories. No story is nicer right now than the nice Aaron Rodgers. This is the most engaged. It's the happiest we've heard Aaron. Little predictable. We kind of thought it'd be a new Aaron, new job, new relationship. Listen to him talk about OTAs.
The on-the-field stuff was really important as we start to work through some of the adjustments and signals and just kind of being the other voice in the room with Hack in the installs and in the QB room. It was a lot of fun, actually. The last 6 weeks have been about the most fun I've had in a while. So it's fun to come to work and be excited about what we're doing.
The last time Aaron Rodgers was this motivated were those 2 years after the Packers moved up to draft Jordan Love. What followed over the following 2 years after that, Aaron had 85 touchdowns and 9 picks, a passer rating close to 70%, passer rating 116, completion percentage 69%. Motivated Aaron, insane Aaron. There are athletes out there, not many, the Kobes, the Mahomes, LeBrons, and Brady, pre, post, during, they're motivated. They're self-motivated. They don't need anything. Peyton Manning was like that. They're just born to compete. They roll to bed. The second they just want a title, they want a second, third, and fourth. Aaron is uniquely talented. As talented, I would argue, as any of those previously mentioned athletes. The difference is, how do you harness the horsepower? With Aaron, he may need a push. I also believe my theory through the years, I call it the Green Bay quarterback theory. It's the only franchise in pro sports with no owner, and it's the smallest American town with a pro franchise. When you combine those two, it manifests itself. Favre, Aaron Rodgers were the most powerful people, not football players. They were most powerful people in sports. No owner to call them out. You have the Green Bay small town market media kind of in your pocket. It's easy to get fat. It's easy to be unmotivated. You wake up running the franchise. Even Brady had to answer to Robert Kraft. Even LeBron has to answer to Jeannie Buss. The reality, though, is New York humbles you, challenges you, and will call you out. And so it's a little bit of a jet fuel, a little bit of a Red Bull for Aaron Rodgers, and we've seen it before. And I also like this. He's going to the same franchise that Favre did. He can be the better quarterback from Green Bay to do that, solidifying himself as the best Packer quarterback ever. Also, when Favre left, the Packers briefly dipped but went back to remain viable. If Jordan Love's not the guy and Aaron crushes in New York, it's two more notches in his I'm better than Brett Favre belt. Legacy matters to everybody. Matters to Brady. It matters to Peyton. It matters to Aaron. If Jordan Love doesn't sizzle and Aaron does and Favre didn't with the Jets, he wins there as well. And we have a history of Midwestern stars who are legendary. Big Poppy, Kevin Garnett, Peyton Manning, LeBron, Kareem. They're legendary, but because they're in the Midwest, they're not on the coasts, they're not near big cities, they don't get the love. But when they go to the Red Sox, or they go to the Lakers, or they go to the Miami Heat, they take over sports. We finally pay that coastal attention to Big Poppy that he didn't get in Minnesota. So I tend to think the happy Aaron, the energized Aaron, is going to be really special. I don't think they have a great O-line, although it was injury plagued last year. I don't think they have a loaded receiving core, although it's certainly solid, much better than the crosstown Giants. But good times for the Jets. Good Aaron Rodgers. Energized, focused, challenged Aaron Rodgers is the best Aaron Rodgers. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
It's like when Tom Brady went to Tampa very motivated. Kind of sputtered out of the gate, finished strong, won a Super Bowl.
Their schedule's tough early.
It is. Yeah.
But it's not like, you know, the one thing they have going for them, the Jets have going for them in their division. One of the things is so much about the NFL is how do you match it with divisional foes. The Bills' weakness, their O-line. The Dolphins' weakness, their O-line. The Jets' strength, their D-line.
That's good.
That's why last year, even with subpar quarterback play, the Jets match up very well with the Bills.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge advantage. It's why, by the way, San Francisco has given the Rams fits because their D-line's their strength, and the O-line is Andrew Whitworth's age was the Rams' weakness. And even McVay and Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Darnold, it's hard to overcome. So the Jets' personnel in that division is a handful for the Bills and Miami Dolphins. That's four of their games right there.
You didn't even mention the Patriots, who are working on a weakness we'll get to here in about 3 minutes. But first up, no room for error for the Miami Heat, down 3-1 to the Nuggets. It feels over, spread approaching double digits. Game five, obviously, must win for Miami tonight. Eric Spoelstra, he's confident as ever somehow.
Love playing in these kind of environments, you know, where it's the crowd's going to be great, you know, tomorrow. Everybody's counting us out. We're used to that. But ultimately, it has to be decided between those four lines. The crowd's not going to decide it. The narratives aren't going to decide it. Whatever the analytics are about 3-1, that ain't going to decide it. It's going to be decided between those four lines, whose game can get to whose game and ultimately win at the end. That's what our guys love. That's what we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, love Spoelstra. I hope he's got something more motivational than that.
Well, Aaron Gordon on Jimmy Butler has been a real neutralizer to Jimmy Butler's game. We both love Butler. He's not a natural, effortless scorer. He grinds for those points. And he was putting up 38, 39, you know, 28, 29, big numbers. Gordon's size and length and youth. Christian Brown, you can throw him on Butler. Like, they've got a little bit of a secret sauce against Miami's star player.
Well, again, Miami did a good job in Game 4 shutting down Jamal Murray. He had was 5 of 17, had like 15 points.
Yeah.
Jokic only had 23 points and 4 assists. Those aren't great numbers. They shut down the stars. Then Aaron Gordon has 27, and Bruce Brown's got 21. I mean, Miami's starting guards got benched for the fourth quarter. And I think Strus and Vincent combined to shoot 0 for 7 on threes.
Like, you know, we've talked about this for years. If you go look at Super Bowl champions or World Series champions, hockey, Stanley Cup winners, NBA champions, a lot of the best teams have like their 4 to 5 best players in their prime. Gordon prime, Porter prime, Bruce Brown prime, Jokic prime, Murray prime. Like their five best guys are all in their athletic prime, meaning when they get dinged up, they return faster. You know what I mean? Like when you bang knees, you're back the next game. Like being in your prime, 26 to 31, you can just see. Denver has mowed through the West, and they look as fresh.
Yeah.
You don't even notice it. Miami looks tired. Miami looks like they've had to go longer in series. When you fly through the playoffs and you eliminate teams, how fresh does Denver look?
Yeah, I think, what do they have, 4 losses in the playoffs? So if they win the title tonight, they will be 16-4. Like, that's pretty damn good over the last, like, 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're, like, a generational team, but, Colin, 16-4? Like, the Warriors team with Curry and Durant, they were 16-1.
Well, they also...
The Shaq Kobe was 15-1, but the 4 losses in
and they're close.
Yeah.
One, I think one was an overtime loss. No, I mean, if you look at everybody, I mean, even Boston got eliminated. Miami had to go seven games. Every single team in the playoffs of the 16, 15 to 16, either lost or had to go six, seven games, was taxed physically. Denver has rolled through the playoffs.
This isn't even an argument.
They're like easily the best team this year.
When were you a firm believer? Was it the sweep of the Lakers?
Yeah, I mean, I said all regular season. I don't know. You know, they reminded me of the early Kings, the Nash Suns, OKC. Like, I know they're talented, but like they didn't have the best record in the league. You don't watch them a lot because they're in the Rocky Mountain. We all knew Jokic. I argued he should be MVP. Jamal Murray, that you loved, I was like, just let me wait and see for playoff Jamal Murray. Murray now is like he's a playmaker. He's not just a scorer. Like, he's elevated above Devin Booker because of his playmaking. I didn't think that was part of his game.
He's had double-digit assists, I think, in every game in the series.
10-plus. It's never happened before.
Let me see you do
for a guy in his first finals, I don't think it's ever happened before.
Now, this is going to sound a little wild, but I'm just telling you, I have been a Murray guy for a long time.
You are
now a convert.
You have been.
The other guy I like, Zach LaVine. Now, he's a one, and he ain't the dude. You make him a two in the Murray role with next to, say, Joel Embiid or another really, really good player, and I think you can pop. And again, Anthony Davis was a one in New Orleans. Doesn't work. Go to L.A. You're the two behind LeBron for a while. Oh, geez, Anthony Davis looks awesome. This whole 1-2 thing, there's something there.
No, we've said this before. It's really hard to find a one. Some franchises have won their entire franchise. Lakers have had maybe five or six. I think the Knicks now have found their one. Their facilitator, their quarterback, Jalen Brunson. He may not be a dominant one, but he's a one. His leadership, his intelligence, the way he plays, scores. Finding the two, as Luka has found out, is hard.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because it's somebody that's almost as talented, but is more selfless. So for Jamal Murray to be like, yeah, I'm not Jokic. That's why I always said with Melo. Melo was a one, but no two could work with him.
Right?
Because he got threatened by Jeremy Lin. So, like, Pippen, McHale, Tony Parker, they're almost as, you know, I mean, they're Hall of Famers. So to find a two like Jamal Murray, it's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Fame talent. And to be able to say in big moments, I'm going to pull back.
So
that is as hard as finding your one.
Damian Lillard's been a one in Portland.
Yeah.
Maxed out.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard is a two in, say, Philly or somewhere, I think, is like potential to be like a Jamal Murray, like not unstoppable, but just like, wow, this is a title contender instantly.
Oh, I think if you put Dame on Miami, Philadelphia, I don't think Philadelphia is the perfect fit. I think Miami's the, what does Miami need? An elite star scoring.
Not like an undrafted guy.
Yeah,
who
Bam's
may or may
a defensive
not
guy mostly. Yeah. Butler's a defensive guy. They need a guy that is all offense. Dame is instant offense. He's a little bit of a defensive liability, but you have a rim protector in Bam. You have a wing protector in Butler. That's why
Caleb Martin, it can be like your Iguodala, like a defender wing.
Yes. So
Swiss
it's like
Army
Dame
knife.
When I watch Miami, I'm saying to myself, they just need another guy to give him 22 a night, 24 a night.
Yeah.
They need Dame.
Next up, NFL story. So DeAndre Hopkins over the weekend visited the Titans, and now he is going to check out the New England Patriots. They are desperate for help on the outside. I don't know. Can you say they haven't had a star receiver since Randy Moss? I mean, they've had good, really good players. Edelman and Welker.
Edelman was certainly a playoff star.
Like a slot guy who was a star. I mean, you could be a slot guy, but Hopkins is like on the outside, you need your number one cornerback.
Yeah.
He goes to New England, now Juju falls back into like a secondary role.
And then the rookie last year becomes your three, the speed kid.
I forgot his name.
Young kid, speed kid. Tyquan Thornton. So if he becomes your three, okay, that's a real wide receiving core. So I actually think free agent wide receivers are always iffy. I would rather draft and develop mine. If he goes to New England, that division is a handful. Because now Mac Jones has a real offensive coordinator. I never worry about their O-line or run game. They run.
Yeah.
I never worry about their defense or special teams. They don't have the perimeter pop offensively. If you're talking about who needs him, the two teams that need DeAndre Hopkins, the Titans and the Patriots.
Yeah.
They're just not, I don't view them as playoff personnel teams. Like they need a pop. They need a guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, DeAndre, Juju.
That would be big. And Mac Jones is behind the scene, has to be lobbying. You know, when he's looking at the receiver.
Oh, my God.
They, remember they couldn't get separation? I forgot who had it, but they had the least amount of separation.
Yeah. And Juju's not a separation guy either. No. He's productive. This, to me, Tennessee and New England, you got to bring out. It's a recruiting visit. You got to bring out everything.
Yeah. Interesting. We're now into the second week in June, and still nothing on the front of Dalvin Cook, Ezekiel Elliott,
those are running backs.
Hunt. Yeah, they're all running backs.
Okay, so yeah, ask yourself this.
You know what I'm doing.
I want you. If you were DeAndre Hopkins, who would you choose?
Well, I don't think the Patriots are contender, so I would not be going there. But I don't know what his
Tennessee
financial
is?
Situation is like.
No, I'm talking about between Tennessee and New England, you have to make a choice. Those are the two that fit. I would choose New England.
Why? Is Mac Jones better than Ryan Tannehill?
He's cheaper. Makes us more viable. I think you're trapped with Tannehill and Henry and Hill's
but that
contract.
Division, even with Hopkins, they're still the fourth best team in the division. Tennessee gets Hopkins. They're behind Jacksonville, right? I think you've got a legitimate shot at a wild card. It's a tall order in New England. I don't know.
Mac Jones doesn't cost anything. Super accurate. I feel like with Tannehill's contract, I feel like we're a bit limited on what we can bring in.
I got to be honest. I'm surprised the Bears had not put in a call.
They already have their guys now. They got Mooney.
Yeah, DJ Moore.
And Claypool. And two really nice tight ends. Chicago's fine at receiver. O-line.
All right, final story. Birmingham Stallions are in a great position to defend their USFL title. They crushed the Houston Gamblers Sunday, 38-15, secured their first playoff berth of the season in the league. The final games of the regular season are next weekend, but the playoffs are basically start now because every other team still has a chance to get into the postseason. We got a dynasty brewing in the USFL, Colin.
Birmingham Maybe. Stallions. Well, Alabama does pretty well.
Look at that cough up. Jeez. Just handed it over to him.
It's got a little Florida State look to it, doesn't it?
It does. Football, it feels like football back with USFL, yeah.
This weekend in L.A. was cool and crisp. Went out for a long walk.
No treadmill for you, huh?
Oh, I did that too.
Oh,
but
geez.
I was moving this weekend. Let me tell you something. Football, you can kind of... L.A., by the way, for those, the uninitiated here that don't live in Los Angeles, we no longer have sun.
Yeah.
Ever. It just
What's
doesn't...
What's going on?
Well, it's...
a little sun yesterday, a little peekaboo action.
I didn't see any.
None?
No, we get no sun where I live. None.
Oh, man.
Sun, it's over.
Maybe
so,
you need to move.
You know what? It's if you can trade Seattle's taxes for L.A., it'll be a whole thing.
I did go to Seattle once, and I love the mountains and then the coast. Because I'm like an ocean or a city guy. I'm not really a suburbs. I don't think I'm built for the suburbs. It's too much spice.
You live in the suburbs.
I consider myself a beach guy. I do not live in the suburbs. I don't think I can do that. I did the suburbs in Pennsylvania. It's all right.
Yeah, all right. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Colin right, Colin wrong. DeAndre Hopkins absolutely feels like could win a game for New England or Tennessee. Like, that is a free agent acquisition. You're like, oh, yeah, I can see D-Hop winning a game or two.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Saturday on Fox, baseball's most iconic rivalry takes center stage as the Yankees battle Rafael Devers and the Red Sox, or the Rays take on the Padres. Catch it all next Saturday at 7 Eastern on Fox. Check for the game in your area.
One of the reasons I believe that even though the NFL only recruits or drafts its players domestically, basketball is a global sport. But why is the NBA draft so quick, and why are there so many busts? Half the NFL is undrafted because the football culture, in my opinion, in America is superior to the basketball culture in developing successful athletes. You have to go to college for 3 years minimum. You hang out with other people. You are coached hard. The basketball culture in America is spot talent and get it paid immediately, and everybody gravy trains off it. So what you get is a draft that any year can give you about four really good players. Other guys would have been successful, but we rush teenagers to carry a crappy franchise. So one of the key pieces in last year's playoff championship for the Warriors, if you remember, was Andrew Wiggins. So Wiggins comes in, number one pick, comes into the league. Bad team, bad culture, no defined role, just get a bunch of points. And he largely disappears and is seen as a semi-bust in Minnesota. And then a really good coach and a really good culture, the Warriors go, okay, let's bring him over to us. You can be our number three. You're twitchy and athletic and vertical. Be our elite defender. We'll get your points when we get them. Be about defense. But he was a smart player. He was no longer a teenager. He was hungry because he'd been beaten up and misused in Minnesota. And Wiggins comes to the Warriors, and he's everything they needed. Put him on Jason Tatum. They don't win that championship without Andrew Wiggins, which is why, as they reboot their roster, they don't want to give him up. The Warriors didn't ask a teenager to lead the franchise. That's why so many of the Warrior players, Steph Curry went to college for several years. Draymond Green went to college for 4 years. Klay Thompson went to college for multiple years. They come into the league. You're not rushed to carry the franchise. So this is Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon comes out of college. He's the number four pick. He goes to Orlando. Bad franchise, no defined role. You need to be a teenager and lead the franchise. It's just asking too much of a talented kid. So then a really good culture, a fledgling culture, Denver says, we got a star player and a number two. Come over here, be a great teammate, define role, be a stopper. He's got all these, you know, length, size, toughness. I mean, he's really a handful. And if you go look at what he's done the last couple of years, he's a stopper. You can put him on a LeBron, you can put him on a Paul George, a Kawhi, you can put him on any great wing player, and they shrink. If you go look at in this, he's scoring now more points with Denver on fewer shots because they defined his role. So if you go look at Jimmy Butler in the playoffs, he was lighting everybody up. Right now, Jimmy Butler is making him much less viable. And Aaron Gordon's also giving you, in these finals, 16.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and he is hands down the best defender right now in the finals. So it's another example. Andrew Wiggins and Aaron Gordon, top five picks, wildly dynamic athletes, very good on the defensive end, come into the league young, bad franchises, chaos, don't know how to define their role. Finally, smart teams say, this guy was a number one pick for a reason. This guy was a number four pick for a reason. Let's give him a defined role. We've already got our star in San Francisco in Curry. We've already got our star in Jokic. Here's what we're going to ask you to do with all these physical gifts, Andrew Wiggins, Aaron Gordon, and it's been a complete home run. He's shrinking everybody in the West, and now Jimmy Butler, his length, his size, he talked about it.
I felt like I was going to be a defender for this team, you know, a defenseman for this team. I knew they could score. I like to play defense. That's my niche. That's how I came into the league, defensive-minded. As far as the offensive side, it was just, you know, get in where I fit in. Find cuts, find openings, find transition buckets, you know, try and get easy ones, and then just get in where I fit in.
He certainly does. I think he's been a key to this series, and if they had an award for Teammate of the Year, Wiggins would have been it last year for the Warriors. Aaron Gordon would be it this year. Fit is really, really important. As good as Patrick Mahomes is, you give him a defensive coach, you give him a bad GM, they couldn't reboot their own line and receiving core like they do now. Part of Mahomes' success is when he was young and raw, he entered a winning culture and a smart organization that was patient with him. He didn't even have to play much his first year. In fact, he started his last game. You put him in a lousy culture with a defensive coach, they're starting him week one, bad O-line, he's getting crushed, losing confidence, flailing, playing hero ball. I'm not saying Mahomes wouldn't have been successful, but Brady, don't kid yourself, Dante Scarnecchia, Belichick, Kraft are a big part of his success. By the time Tom got really great, he already had multiple rings and confidence. I saw this story. You know, I understand players wanting to make money. Like, I get it. I don't begrudge that. But at some point, what you don't want to be is in the conversation of, yeah, he's one of the best players to never win a title. Karl Malone, Dan Marino, you just don't talk about him. Now, Charles Barkley's also in that class, but he's so profoundly dynamic on television, we talk about him. But Chris Paul has now made $360 million, or close to it, just in NBA contracts. He also, we looked it up, makes about $5 million per year on State Farm commercials, and somewhere between $5, $6, and $8 million a year with the Jordan brand. Money's not his issue. He is becoming best NBA player to never win a ring. He's in that Malone category right now. So I am all for guys getting theirs, but the Warriors, that's the story this morning. Woj reports it. Chris Paul linked to the Warriors. Yeah, that's what they need, to get smaller and older. He doesn't fit there. It's good maybe for the brand. You'll get into the playoffs. Your shoes will sell more. I also see Chris Paul to the Lakers. Yeah, that's what they need, old and brittle. They've already got Austin Reeves and LeBron to run the offense. Now, I know, I hear this. With both the Warriors and the Lakers, hey, you can steal him. So what? He'd still need minutes. You'd still be building your offense to some degree around him. It's great that you can get stuff at value. If you can get a car at value, what's it matter if you don't have space in your garage? Like, what's the point of the value? He doesn't fit the Warriors. It's a brand play. He doesn't fit the Lakers. The Warriors have facilitators. The Warriors have scores. What they don't have is youth and size. Twitchy athletes. People that can score down low. The Lakers, Austin Reeves initiates offense and contact and free throws. So does LeBron James. They may even keep D'Lo. They don't need somebody to facilitate offense that's old and at this point can't defend, can't give you big minutes. Like Chris Paul, do you want to be in that conversation of best guy who could never win a title? I think there's a way to come back to Phoenix, take a discount. I kind of like that. Get them some bench help. I think that works. But the teams I'm hearing for Chris Paul this morning feel like brand plays to get you on TV and get discussed. They don't feel like fits. And I think as you age, there are fewer and fewer and fewer places in any industry that you fit unless you take a drastic pay cut. But this idea that, hey, just bring him to the Lakers, he'll be cheap. He's going to take somebody's minutes. He's going to be taking Austin Reeves' minutes. You can't bring him in and say, hey, Chris, sit on the bench. It ain't going to work. So he's got to be taking somebody's minutes. The idea that, well, he's a value. Value can be really overrated. Where does he play? Who's off the floor when he's on it?
What if I told you he was taking Dennis Schroeder's minutes? Because Dennis Schroeder is going elsewhere to make some money.
You think he'd be happy in that role? This is a Hall of Famer first ballot.
In the regular season, yes. And then guess what? We need you healthy for the playoffs, Chris. Okay. So you're not making all NBA. It's 38. The ship has sailed. You want to play here and maybe win a title?
You think he's happy?
Or do you want to go play big minutes in Podunk, Orlando, you know?
Well, you see the Lakers are a championship contender. That's what I don't see them as a championship
team.
They
were in the Western Conference Finals?
And Anthony Davis had his longest concurrent stretch of healthy basketball. LeBron will be a year older.
Yeah. Well, they also ran into a buzzsaw in Denver. And they also, with Rui and Austin Reeves and D'Angelo Russell, those guys only had, not Russell, but they had like 25 games together to get right. Now they've got a full season.
That was the argument for Westbrook. We just need more time.
Well,
together.
They got Westbrook out, and I was never in on that argument.
Let's so let wait, it
you're, you're, okay, well, so you don't want Chris Paul in the Lakers?
Everybody's saying you can get a value for him. Okay, whose minutes is he taking?
Dennis Schroeder.
He's not going to be happy in that role.
So their point guards were Schroeder and D'Angelo Russell. If I told you they would not bring back Russell, not bring back Schroeder, and they get their minutes from Chris Paul and Austin Reeves.
So is Chris Paul starting? I would imagine he'd want to
start.
Sure,
Chris Paul can start.
So
By the way, timeout. Can I get this as a coach in youth basketball? I like to tell the players, it's not who starts.
Yeah.
It's who finishes. Who's on the court in the final 5 minutes? That's who I trust the most. Starters, Kevin Love starting in the finals.
I think works with eight-year-olds.
You don't think that worked with Chris Paul?
Chris Paul's going to want to start. Not coming off the bench.
And you'd have to have hard conversations with Chris Paul.
All right.
Chris, you want to play for a title? How many rings you got?
So you're telling Chris Paul, you're going to take a massive salary reduction and come off the bench.
Yeah.
He was all NBA two years ago.
So LeBron walks into the meeting. Chris, here's all the rings I got. Pat Riley style. How many you got?
I don't think
Fall in line, buddy.
Don't not fall in line, Chris.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.